I'm guessing it's Havant and Halen Irons and Emsworth, those sorts of areas too?
Yeah, it covers that.
Yeah.
But interestingly, when they first started, it was in the 300 mark.
Wow.
But it's reduced over the years, and I think technology has played a big part in that, people are able to have so many more devices on their computers to help them if they can't see.
Yes, yeah. So technology is moving it on. In some ways, to some detriment, isn't it? I'm guessing, particularly for what you're trying to achieve.
Yes, yes. We've got about, I'm digressing a bit now, we've got about 40 to 50 volunteers who give their time up to do it, to produce the magazine that goes out or the newspaper that goes out, and they keep it going. And in fact, I went to a recording two nights ago, first one I've been to for some time, and it wasn't one of our most successful ones, I must say. I didn't get away till about 10:45 at night. But it works.
Yeah.
Produce it.
Good. And I'm guessing the passionate as well to do something like this for the local community as well, still there, but very much more.
Sorry, would you say it again?
I'm guessing that the passion for this, for the local community, is very much there, isn't it?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
One of the great things, occasionally I do talk, I go and see one of the people that receive our newspaper, and they say they just love it when the thing comes through the postbox, because it just shows them that there's somebody outside thinking about
it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Most of them are fairly elderly.
Yeah, bless them. And it goes a long way, doesn't it? It makes them feel wanted and that kind of thing. Particularly with, tackling loneliness too, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and very much, I'm guessing, something to look forward to on a weekly basis.
It is, but it's always dangerous to think of them as being lonely old people, because when you chat to them, you find that some quite often amazing stories behind their
lives. I bet you do. I bet you do too. And I bet they're a couple of cards as well.
Yes.
Very much so. Peter, I mean, tell us a little bit about this refurbishment too.
Yeah, right. We're in East Street in Havant. And the building we didn't know at the time, but is a Grade 2 listed building. And when we renewed our lease, I turned to the landlord and said, now you need to fix the front of the building. And the landlord turned back to me and said, no, that's your responsibility. But however, the landlord eventually was very, very good about it, and they paid for the renovation. And it's been a top to bottom on the exterior renovation, which meant a lot of high quality woodwork had to be done. The whole thing was replaced. But it's taken 7 years from when we first started complaining about it to it being finished. But now it's finished. And the finished article is great. Makes us look so much better.
Far more professional, I'm guessing, to the image for what you're wanting to portray as an organisation. Yeah. And a lot of hard work then. 7 years. That's a hell of a task, though, Peter, to keep going and to get where you are.
Well, yes, yes. But then you just do these things, don't you?
Of course.
Once you get immersed into it, you keep going. And if that's my job, to make sure people do keep going.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing, isn't it? You're a charitable organisation.
Say again?
And this is the thing as well. You're very much a charitable organisation.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And people don't realise that, I'm guessing, in terms of what you're trying to achieve. So everything's really... Is it fair to say sometimes on a shoestring budget? Is that an accurate thing to say? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you're relying on people's generosity, aren't you, in terms of volunteering as well as fundraising?
Yes, and it's getting volunteers now isn't quite as easy as it used to be, because mainly the volunteers are retired.
Mm.
People are retiring a bit later. People, when they do retire, more than they used to, they're looking after grandchildren. And our joke is the others are all going on cruises.
Well, why not indeed? But it's difficult for an organisation like you, though, to I'm guessing, to attract certainly younger members.
Yes, we don't. We do try.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to bring the two together. And by and large, younger people, and of course there are fewer numbers who have lost their sight, younger people have already embraced technology and have got gadgets or the wherewithal to make their lives better. But the older person can't do it. They just can't move at the time so fast as a younger person does.
No, and this is it, isn't it? So we can't forget those people, can we? That's the thing in all this.
No.
No, indeed not. Peter, look, people are listening tonight want to get involved, perhaps, you know, volunteering or even fundraising. Because I'm guessing it takes a lot of cash to keep you guys sort of ticking along.
Well, yeah. Which one should we take first? Well, somebody to volunteer or somebody who's willing to give me money?
Take which way you want. But let's start with fundraising, because obviously, I'm just going to ask you how much it actually costs to keep the organisation or the service ticking over.
It costs us around $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Right. So that's a hell of a chunk, isn't it, to find every year?
Yes, it is. It is. And that's hard work. We get the occasional legacy, which helps enormously. And we used to go out before my time with the old tins, but that's not so easy now.
No.
People don't like you doing it so much.
No, exactly. And it's all getting much more cashless, isn't
ways.
It? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you've got to look at different ways. So we obviously, to do that, we need a few more volunteers to help you. How can our listeners get involved with you, Peter?
Right. Well, we've got a website. And off the top of my head, I can't remember what the actual...
If people put in, haven't talking news, I'm sure they're fine.
If you look at talking news that haven't borough talking newspaper, it will come up.
Yeah.
And it is possible there to send in an application online to volunteer. And we've got a variety of things that people can do. We've got from the people that actually record, in other words, they actually read the scripts, to the engineers that mastermind it, the people that bring everything together, the producers. We've got people that look at the newspapers and select articles. And then, of course, there's administration.
It's a well-oiled machine, Peter, it sounds.
Say again?
It sounds like a very well-oiled machine.
It is. It is now, because it's been going a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need every now and then to change things, because sometimes you can get a bit too well-oiled and you get set in your ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Freshen the pack up, but new volunteers are always welcome, aren't they? That's the thing. So people go onto the website. Talking News is probably the best bet to find you on the Google search, what have you. And they'll be able to find you.
Yeah,
brilliant stuff. Peter Lovage, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks for coming on tonight. It's always nice to come back to you if we can later on in the year, Peter, to see how you're doing. Always nice to come back to these stories and just find out how things are going.
Delighted.
Bless you. But Peter,
thank you.
Thanks for coming on tonight. A pleasure to talk to you. You take care. Regards to everyone there. Cheers, Peter.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.